May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, January 27th, 2024. Today I'll be interviewing David Christopher Lewis, who I've interviewed several times over the last 15 years. Sorry for the late start, folks. We had some technical difficulties at the studio, but we're up and going. David, I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
You betcha. I consider David one of the most amazing guests I've had on Cosmic Love, not just because he's a gifted singer and songwriter, but also David is an authentic messenger of the Ascended Masters from East and West, whom I've studied for 52 years. David has been publishing his messages from the Ascended Masters for about 20 years. He has more than 10,000 videos of his messages from numerous hosts of heaven on his website at heartcenter.org. which I'll have these links listed in the show notes, where you can also find his new book on Kuan Yin, which we'll be discussing today. Kuan Yin is the Eastern Master of Mercy and Forgiveness, and global humanity seems to be crying out for that these days. So thanks, David, for bringing Kuan Yin's timely story to listeners of Cosmic Love.
Thank you, and my pleasure, of course.
David, your book on Kuan Yin has beautiful color illustrations and a very timely subject, because mercy seems to me be very limited in Gaza and Ukraine and so much of the world these days. So what would you say is Kuan Yin's primary or overarching message in this book?
Well, there are many beautiful messages. There's 60 messages, and I was reviewing them and trying to pick some of my favorites. And one of them in particular, chapter 34, is about loving your enemies and compassionately embracing all aspects of yourself, including understanding the not self, you know, the shadow self, which is a kind of a perversion of the real self. And when we forgive our enemies, we have to forgive ourselves, because there's kind of an enemy within. And to do that, we have to know our psychology. And by doing that, we can move into a higher form of love, whereby we resolve the inner conflicts of our psyche, and we move into the infinite presence of the Eternal One, which is all around us, within us, and everything. And, you know, sometimes the not-self is often reflected in our perception of others as enemies. Yet, when we kind of kick out or resolve that inner conflict of our shadow self, it puts us in a higher orbit of light, a higher field or frequency of energy, and then we can know oneness. Then we can be in a non-reactive state, and we can self-realize who we are on our spiritual path, which really is the goal when we come into embodiment, is to love, to give, to forgive, and to be self-realized. So part of the message also is extending mercy to others. It's seeking to embody mercy as God does. And kindness is one of the aspects of mercy that is a key to peace, she says. Kindness is a key to peace. And in one chapter, she says, mercy is the teardrop of the Divine Mother consoling her children who are in samsara, which is like illusion maya. And in another beautiful chapter, she describes mercy in many, many contexts. One is, mercy is the gentility of consciousness that soothes the soul. It's the graciousness of and tenderness of God's heart, which is ours to know, which is ours to know. I just love that. So, yeah. You know, but when we learn to love even the enemy, our enemies, we move into this Buddhic state. And she is a female Buddha. A Bodhisattva is a female Buddha. And so she's like the preeminent female Buddha from the East that we can all take our cue from. We can learn from, you know, what she shares. And she has what's called an etheric retreat over Beijing, which used to be called Peking in China. And I've been doing these soul-raising sessions with Kuan Yin on radical forgiveness. And what she does is she takes us in consciousness to her etheric retreat. And it's a beautiful, beautiful retreat with a lot of outdoor fountains and plants. And there's this aroma of the violet energy and frequency of forgiveness, the seventh ray. And it permeates the whole auric field of her retreat, and this mercy light just is abounding, and it kind of penetrates into your consciousness, and then you learn the art of forgiveness. You learn the divine science of Ho'oponopono, which many people in Hawaii know, and the natives, and they've been practicing it for probably thousands of years, and it's a very transcendent form of the resolution of conflict between peoples and also within individuals. So you work on yourself and you find things in yourself that maybe you see in others that you don't like. And when you root them out, you transmute these things within yourself. It magically translates into this amazing alchemy where other people also seem to be changed, but maybe it's partly because of our perception changing, our attitude toward others. And so really, we're just always working on ourselves.
Well, you know, I think a lot about this dynamic that's going on with Ho'oponopono, you know, within us. And that's an amazing, amazing story of how it can heal remotely just by becoming one with someone in spirit and going through that whole process of, you know, sorry, you know, I love you, forgive me, that whole understanding of becoming one with the person. And I know how you feel. I felt the same way, but this is what I have found. And that oneness is something that in the East, they're more comfortable with that. In the West, we're more left-brain, linear, logical, letter of the law. And I know this is a very difficult thing for a lot of Westerners to understand the Eastern mind of, you know, that's more nonlinear and intuitive. And I think of this dynamic of Mother Mary in the West as more a prevalent concept with this understanding of unconditional love and forgiveness. And in the East, it's Kuan Yin is more the archetype of that concept of forgiveness, that, as you say, she's revered as the Bodhisattva in the East of Bodhisattvas, those who have made the vow to serve humanity until we're all awakened and free. And of course, the Great Awakening is going on now, and there's a real dynamic, I think, going on whereby more souls are waking up and wising up and rising up. So how can Westerners better assimilate Kuan Yin's teachings, the Western mind?
Well, you know, in the West, we're often very driven. We strive, we win, we try to accomplish, we even conquer. And this doesn't necessarily lead to the type of gentle righteousness or, let's say, soul benevolence that is essential to resolve our psychology, rise in consciousness into this non-dual state that really is required for our full God self-realization and our soul liberation in the ascension. So Westerners have to learn the science of meditation and stillness and of going within where the kingdom of God is, as Jesus said. And we have to kind of soften our approach to life and to others to through this tenderness of mercy and the sweetness of forgiveness, so that we can avoid a host of issues like in relationships and communication and a lot of our daily affairs and interactions with others that seem to be the nexus of where we have made karma in the past, and now we have to resolve it and transmute it. So this radical forgiveness helps to resolve both personal and planetary karma, conflicts, crises, even wars. So imagine, you know, if we did this on a larger scale, we could maybe resolve the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians, the Russians and Ukrainians, you know, the Jews and the Arabs, or the Muslims, you know, maybe even the Hindus and the Muslims, or whatever, but it starts within us. So we kind of surrender our harsh stance toward any part of life. We come to an inner agreement to resolve our psychology. And then if we can do this internally, I think it energetically directly feeds into a societal resurrection and a resulting potential peaceful civilization. Right now, I don't think we have a civilization. You know, we're not always being civil, you know, so we have to get back to that. And so in the West, we can learn from this beautiful goddess of mercy of the East the keys that will help us accelerate our ability to actually welcome and imbibe the advanced frequencies of Aquarius, which, as you know, are all about divine or cosmic love.
Yep. I'm big on that subject. Actually, for 15 years, I've been, you know, immersing myself in, you know, what would the host of cosmic love be and do? And it's a process. And sometimes when I get myself out of the way, you know, I can really identify. Other times, not so much. But, you know, I really appreciate the orientation that you give from the Ascended Masters and the many messages, you know, the heart streams, the dictations that you've received, and specifically in this case with Kuan Yin, you know, there's a lot to unpack in your book. And in your introduction, in the second paragraph, you know, and I love this, there's a lot to be said here. Maybe we can use this as a launching point for some of your comments, but that in the second paragraph, you referenced that Kuan Yin is known as the Mother of Mercy in the East and has been revered by Buddhists for thousands of years. She is considered to be the greatest of bodhisattvas and embodies the divine virtues of mercy, you know, loving compassion, forgiveness for all humanity. Serving on the Great Karmic Board, she serves on the Great Karmic Board, the spiritual governing body, which oversees the release of both justice and mercy for Earth's evolutions. So Kuan Yin represents the violet light, the violet frequency of the seven rainbow rays, and often advocates for a gentler and more peaceful and merciful adjudication of both personal and planetary karma. Now, that's a mouthful. I mean, when I say that, that's saying a lot. This understanding of, you know, if we're going to balance, you know, our karma, of course, the violet flame, as far as the power of love or love in action, you know, the Holy Spirit of love in action, the blue and the pink is kind of a, you know, the spirit that matters in this regard. Could you comment on that, or does any of that spark a point you'd like to discuss?
Yeah, the violet light is amazing, and it is the alchemical ray, and Saint Germain is very well known now in New Age circles. Kuan Yin is known, I think, more for Westerners at our soul level, because the violet light translates to the chakra of our soul, the seat of the soul chakra that's second from the base. So when we enter into that seventh ray of joy, of transmutation, of alchemy, forgiveness, mercy, we're actually beginning to draw the light of Aquarius right into our dimension through our auric field, through our chakras, And a lot of people use amethyst. They love amethyst because it's mm-hmm. a codification of the violet light. And actually, there's a being named Amethyst who's the twin ray or twin flame of Archangel Zachiel, who's one of the seven archangels. So Kuan Yin works with the various masters who promote the violet light to broaden our perspective of everything, because it's the culmination of the other six rainbow rays. Mm-hmm. It's the highest vibrating frequency. So when we use the violet light in prayers, mantras, chants, and even in dancing, which you love, it sets into motion a field whereby karma is accelerated in its transmutation. In other words, the violet light is invoked, and then whatever burdens we have from past lives and relationships, it can be adjudicated by this mercy flame, where we first forgive others, and we forgive ourselves, and we ask forgiveness of ourselves by others. And in the act of forgiving, there's a release of this energy that washes clean the karmic record and the Akashic records, and it like smooths everything over. It's the violet light's been called the cosmic eraser. And uh-huh. when I experience Kuan Yin, it's really interesting. The first heart streams, which is the term the master Saint Germain gave me for these dictations, darshans, and discourses, when I experience Kuan Yin, it's like I go up this cosmic elevator to this super high vibration and frequency. It's like I'm totally out of my physical body in a very high heaven, so to speak. And what that denotes to me is that she is very cosmic. She is, talk about cosmic love, she uh-huh. is one of the most advanced beings who's ever walked the earth. And when you think about it, you know, if we could resolve every conflict, how do we do it? Through grace, mercy, forgiveness, love, respecting others, trying to understand others' viewpoints, you know, instead of only our own. And she is the greatest scientific artisan who teaches, especially in the East, but now in the West, the art of forgiveness, the science of alchemical, radical forgiveness that is amazing. And I have a story, my wife, I really liked her mom, and she really liked me. And but there was one thing that happened over and over. We'd call her up, and late in life, she had a lot of physical ailments and problems. So when we call and say, you know, hi, Jean, how are you doing? I kind of like the term hygiene, you know. But how are you doing? She'd rattle off a litany of all of her problems, and it would take like 10 minutes. So we couldn't even talk about anything else other than her physical ailments. And it got kind of tired. So we both sat down on our couch one day and did Ho'oponopono. And when I did it, I worked on myself to draw, to find within myself, you know, those things that I didn't really observe. I observed in her that I didn't like, right? Talking about your physical ailments. So after about 20 minutes, I felt this click in my soul, because I had contacted that, you know, that thing within me that resonated with what I observed in her that wasn't optimal. I felt that a physical click. It was like this shift, and it was amazing. And then we both went to bed. Well, the very next morning, my wife's mom called and asked my wife for forgiveness. She told her she loved her, and she said she was sorry. The very words in the Ho'oponopono prayer, the very words that are in it. She had never done this before in my wife's entire life. In fact, my wife said, you know, when she was a girl, my wife was very cute, very beautiful, and her mom kind of felt almost like threatened with her beauty. And for some reason, psychologically, it was strange, but she never told her, she can't remember her mom ever telling her she loved her as a child. Can you imagine that? So to have this resolution when her mom was in her late 80s and late in life before she passed was amazing. And it was so healing. It was healing. So I encourage your audience to check it out. There's 16 messages in the book. There's 15 beautiful, beautiful images of Kuan Yin by the artist David Kyle, which are in the center of the book and on the front cover, the back cover. Just reading the names of, you know, what he titled his 15 images, Mercy's Ways of Peace, Solar Fires of Mercy, Mercy's Diadem of Fire, Merciful Service, the Oil of Mercy, Mother of Mercy, Mercy's Divine Nature, Mercy's Tear, Pouring a Vase of Mercy, Mercy's Dance, which you would like, The Dawn of Mercy Wisdom, The Heart of Mercy, Mercy's Handmaiden, Flower of Mercy, and Mercy's Dragon.
So beautiful pictures, yeah.
They're phenomenal. This is the best. You know, I owned an art gallery for 10 years, and I searched the world for the greatest spiritual artist. And I have to say, David Kyle is now, you know, in the top three in the entire world, I believe, with the amazing, the colors, the design of what he's doing. But the frequency you feel when you meditate on these and look at them.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Anyway, it's pretty cool. It's so the images, you know, the book is $15. It's like $1 per image. We purposely kept it
beautiful thought forms. And you can post those color images around. I mean, that's what I'm doing. I'm taking one of my favorite ones and my meditation wall altar, you know, which is on the other side of my computer screen. I'll have Kuan Yin now. But yeah, they're beautiful thought forms. And, you know, I've thought a lot about her spirit that, you know, for the Western mind. And how the Western mind has been more, you know, more materialistic. Love is for getting, whereas the Eastern mind is more as love is for giving.
Right.
So there's rather than for, you know, for getting, it's for giving, and that Holy Spirit of love and action. I've thought a lot about what it is. With that Holy Spirit of love and action that could work in the Western mind, you know, as an interactive interface with mass-to-mass telecommunications that's now possible, you know, with a instant everywhere interactive internet, like the global village, we have unity in principle, but there's still all this divisive dialectic going on. And the resolution of that is somehow an interactive interface that is, when I say universal law language, it is the spirit of love that is forgiving. Forgiving, you know, in the origination and evaluation of media, you know, a media interface. And of course, I write about that on my website and my blog. I talk a lot about that. But, you know, that understanding of we're right on the cusp of this Aquarian age of light and love in action. That Holy Spirit of love and action, and the spirit of Kuan Yin, and the way the wording that comes through her in these heart streams, these dictations, there's just it's wonderful for me. You know, I'm kind of in the nexus of trying to mediate, you know, on the internet, you know, with the radio show and my blogging. I'm trying to, you know, how do you best represent the spirit that matters? And of course, Spirit Matters is a new event that you're having, that you're doing on the internet. Could you explain that a little bit? Your Spirit Matters event that you've just initiated this last Thursday?
Yeah, once a month on a Thursday evening for 2 hours. It costs $11, and I share for about 40 minutes, and then we have an hour and 20 minutes approximately of, let's see. I share for, 40 minutes and then an hour and 20 minutes of questions and answers. And it's, you know, it's an opportunity for people to ask any question they would like. And there's kind of a spirit of the Holy Spirit overshining me, and then the answer comes. So last night was our or two nights ago was our inaugural one on Patreon. So you have to go to Patreon. There's a link for it on our website, heartscenter.org. Hearts, plural, no apostrophe, heartscenter.org. And also, it's interesting, this coming spring equinox, we're having an event in Livingston, Montana, March 22nd through 24th. The Mother Buddhas come to institute or to initiate a new cycle of solar light. And we'll be doing a lot of mantras and singing and stuff. And Kuan Yin is going to be one of the Mother Buddhas who come along with...
Wow.
Well, she's also known as Avalokiteshvara in the East, uh-huh. Who's like, you know, a Buddha. And then, you know, there'll be some surprises then. But and also... The Jewel in the Lotus is this amazing retreat at Mount Shasta. It's my new favorite place to go. Where
I was there. Gigantic, I was there.
Yeah, you were there. It was like a 9-foot statue of Kuan Yin, 7 to 9 feet marble statue of Kuan Yin in this beautiful like portico.
Yeah.
And we were all there and it was absolutely phenomenal. So yeah, we're doing like it again.
This summer?
Yeah, we're doing it in September again. It'll be
September again.
In the middle of September this year. And
that was the most beautiful retreat place I think I've ever been to in my life. It's like an etheric retreat in the physical. I mean, it was beautiful.
Yeah, I love it.
And I was going to say, I was on that Patreon meeting that you had, and there was some Thursday, and there was some real surprises you had there. I mean, you got into a riff on some of the esoteric spirituality with different Christian movements, different Christian metaphysical and Eastern metaphysical, but these metaphysical movements worldwide, which I have never heard such a good orientation to all those different dimensions. And anyway, that inspired me. I thought that was, and the fact that anyone could ask questions that they have about spirituality that,
you asked the question.
I did, matter of fact.
You had a great question, yeah.
I have a lot of questions. I'm still seeking answers. But anyway, does Kuan Yin have a specific message now for our listening audience that could assist them on their spiritual path?
Yeah. And this is totally off the cuff.
Okay.
She's sending a ray of love to every listener on Cosmic Love. And this ray of love is ensconced with a beautiful inner gift that will go directly to each person's heart and soften the heart so that the heart can be both strong yet resilient. It can be pliable and amenable to transformational change, and yet also last, you know, as long as possible in this life for people to fulfill their mission and their victorious reason for coming into embodiment. And as the sweetness and the softness and the gentility of Kuan Yin's merciful heart, like the ray from her heart directly to people's hearts, will help them to resolve inner conflict, help them to resolve maybe problems in some relationships, marriages or relationships, help them to resolve deep-seated issues that may be karmas from, you know, hundreds of lifetimes, or maybe from Lemuria, Atlantis, or maybe even another planetary system if you believe that maybe Earth wasn't your first place that you embodied. And this ray of mercy is a grace from her as a member of the karmic board, so that when we learn to, we don't have to have a near-death experience to learn how beautiful heaven is. We can actually meditate and contemplate the divine world and go there in spirit and revel in that light energy field, bring the experience back into our life so that we can just share love with every person. We can smile. We can, you know, put aside our differences and respect others' opinions without judgment, without human analysis, without kind of a westernized, anal analysis, if you want to call it that, so that we can just be brothers and sisters. We can accept one another for who each other is as perfect beings, you know, created in God's image and likeness, perfect. And so this ray that she's sending is a spiritual gift. It's a blessing. It's a boon. And it will help people for the rest of their life if they will accept this breath. She's calling it the breath of mercy. And it's a ray of light, but it's also a breath of mercy. So now how can people use that? Well, each day they can, when they wake up, they can just consider, how can I be merciful today? How can I be more aware? How can I be more awake? How can I be more gentle with my children, my parents, my friends, my wife or husband or my partner? How can I utilize this ray and this breath of mercy to bring light to the world, to illumine the world, and to help people to transcend their problems, their issues, the dynamics that don't serve them anymore? And if we all try to do this, and then for those who are great meditators and do a lot of inner other spiritual work, you can use this ray to send around the planet to awaken people left and right, you know, Occident, Orient, anywhere on the earth. You can send this ray. It's like you receive it. Now you can in turn send it forth as a blessing, a boon to others, to awaken, quicken them, to help them to overcome deep-seated problems or psychological issues. You know, maybe there's a scotoma, which is called a blind spot, that we all have them. Yeah. People can awaken to the fact that, oh, maybe I should do this instead of judging people all the time. So it's a ray of non-judgment. It's a ray of oneness. It's a ray of peace. It's a ray of brother-sisterhood. It's a ray of cosmic love. And that, to me, is both her message and her gift.
Wow. More cosmic love, easier and faster. Well, David, this has been wonderful today. And I want to thank everyone for listening. I'm looking forward to more of your Patreon meetings each month. And the messages from Kuan Yin in the book is going to be dear to my heart. I'm going to keep that to my side till I assimilate more light and love, easier and faster. So it's an ongoing process, and I hope everyone's heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, be the change you want to see, and happy trails to you until we meet again. Thanks, David. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love. And the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, What goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.